My name's Bill, okay?
My name's Jason Lee Willard, and as soon as y'all let me out of here, I'm the deadest man on this planet.
Well, we'll explain everything when we get done, okay? The only thing we want from you is the truth.
Yes, sir.
All right, and we're going to ask you questions. First of all, get some information.
Yes, sir.
What, your first name's Jason?
Jason Lee Willard.
L-E-E is your middle name?
Yes, W-E-L-L-E-R is my last.
Okay, what's your date of birth, Jason?
3/27/74.
Okay, and how old does that make you?
I'm 37.
Okay, okay. Where were you born, what state?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
What's the 540 social security number from? Is that military or?
My father was in the military, I don't know.
Okay. You lived in Cincinnati all your life?
No, sir.
Okay, where did you live?
I lived here for I was born here. I spent 3.5 months in an incubator. My mother went to Washington and Oregon. I stayed with her until she left me in a park when I was 10. I grew up riding freight trains just like the man that's dead.
Okay. What's your address now?
I live on Virginia Ave. I don't know the exact address because I'm retired with numbers. It's 4352 or something like that.
And what apartment number?
Number 5. I live at the bottom of the basement.
Now, to get to number 5, can you get it from the outside or you have to go through the basement?
Well, it depends on which key you got. Okay. There's a door that goes in from the outside. There's a door that goes in from the inside.
Okay. Which one you use most?
It just depends what key I'm carrying on me. Tonight, we went in through the top.
Through the top, which is the outside?
Through the front door down the stairs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, because on the side is...
You went through the basement. I'm going to call that basement. I'll call the other one outside.
Outside is the outside door to my apartment.
Right.
Which is the one I pushed him out of after he cut me.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Do you have a phone number?
Yes, sir, I do. I don't quite know it because I just got this phone, but it's in my phone. He used my phone all night long calling people, but because he's got a calling card, I guess, that makes his phone work. My phone has unlimited as long as I pay my phone bill. My phone number is 513-478-9375.
Okay, how long have you lived at that place on Virginia?
In May, I'll be there 6 months.
Okay.
My sister Sheila owns the building.
And do you live there alone?
Yes, but no, I live with my dog.
Well, okay. You're the only human there. Okay, why don't you start at the beginning and just tell me what happened tonight.
Well, from the beginning.
If you have to go back before this whole incident, go ahead.
Well, from the beginning, yesterday, a lady named Jess from Junkers texted me and said there was a kickball tournament. And she knows that I got here, and I don't know how many people, and so she invited me to it. I got there, I ran into an old friend, which was Bones, the man that's no longer alive.
How did you know him prior to this?
I first met him in New Orleans, and he rides freight trains just like I do. We're kind of a white family. I'm a dead man the minute that she walks out of here and talks about me.
Don't worry about that, man.
Oh, I ain't worried. I'm just dead.
Okay.
I wish he was still
alive. So you knew Bones from riding freight trains? Okay.
I invited him to my house because he told me he was living in a van in the back of somebody's backyard, and the people were kind of mad at him. I was like, you come stay at my house.
Okay. What time did you guys get to your house?
Guesstimating. Let's see. We played kickball. That started at 3:30. Game probably lasted two and a half hours. Then we went back to Junkers for about 45 minutes. Then we walked to his van, which is somewhere between my house and Junkers. I can't tell you the exact street because I was drinking a little bit. We ended up there. And a lady that was watching his van got kind of mad that he brought a stranger there, even though I'm not a stranger. I've known the man for many years. She just didn't know me, so she got mad, and then we went right to my house. I'm guesstimating that was around 5-ish, maybe.
Okay, just you and him?
Yes, we walked there. He used my phone a couple times to call a couple people. He said the lady that's on the other side of the wall there, I don't even know her name, was going to meet us at the United Dairy Farmers there up on Hamilton. We went up there, we spanged for a little bit of beer. She showed up in a black pickup. She gave him some mushrooms. I didn't eat none because I don't do drugs. I just drink. He ate a stem of mushrooms. She ate more than that. We went back to my house. We were all just hanging out. I tried to turn on the TV because she was frying. She was like, turn off the TV, it bothers me. So we were listening to music. She was all over both of us. Dude went in the bathroom.
Who went in the bathroom?
Bones did.
By himself?
Actually, he went in, she walked in there for a couple times. She walked in and out a couple of times, and I was like, what's going on? Why are you going in the bathroom when he's in there? And then he came out, we were all chilling. Next thing I know, I have this knife that I've had for like 15 years. It's about, you know, when you see Davy Crockett and he's like, or not Davy Crockett, I'm sorry, Crocodile Dundee, he's like, that's not a knife, this is. I had one like that, but it had a rounded handle. It's like a pirate knife with a U.S. stamp on it for the military. I don't know how he even got it off my ottoman. I have this, I don't even know if ottoman's the right word, but I got this, like, this closet thing that's up against my wall. It's a big wooden thing. He had it in his hand, and he came at me. I don't even know why.
Were you arguing about something?
They were fighting about something. But no, me and him weren't. Bones, please get this right. The man that's dead was my friend. He could have came into my house and asked me for any goddamn thing, and I would have gave it to him. He did not need to come at me with my own knife.
All right, describe the knife to me. What color handle and everything?
It's multicolored on the tip. It's got a bronze rounded thing like that goes around your fist, just metal, you know. It's got like a little knob on the end. The blade's probably about yay long.
Okay, and where did he stab you?
He came at me with it. I grabbed it like this. I cut my hand. I was bleeding, my dog started barking and freaking out. They both went out the side door.
The side door, which would be the outside door?
The door closest to the side of my house, yes, that has the window that says number 5 on it.
Right.
Not the stairwell door.
Okay.
I called 911 because I was bleeding.
Uh-huh. And because you got assaulted?
And now he's dead. Okay. I'm the deadest man that's ever walked the face of this planet.
Okay, let me ask you. Did he take the knife with him?
If it's not in my house, yes, he did.
Okay.
I don't know, it all happened so quick.
Do you remember if he had any other weapons on him?
He was playing with another knife of mine. It was like a little deer gut knife that has a leather strap around it.
Uh-huh. What color is that handle?
It's leather, it's brown. It has a little fish hook on the end.
Okay. He was playing with that one too?
I don't know if he walked out with it, either one of them, but he was just playing with it. He was my friend, I hadn't.
Did he have any of his own weapons on him? That's what I'm trying to say.
Not that I know of. We were playing kickball and stuff at the park. I don't think he did, I don't know.
You don't know?
I never patted him down or nothing. Well, he just came to hang out at my house. I don't know.
Observe, that's what I'm saying. Did you?
I never saw any, no.
Now, do you own any other knives there?
In my house, I have a machete. I have a Boy Scouts hatchet.
Got any other knives?
My cooking stuff, like a big ass.
Right, other than your cooking stuff.
Let me think. I had my big pirate knife, which was the one I described to you. I had my deer hunting knife, my skinning knife. Hold it. His buddy did have a weird switchblade earlier that day. I don't know if he had it on him.
His buddy?
There was a dude at the bar. I don't know his name. He lived somewhere in Hamilton. What was his name? He had a big switchblade. Like, when you unlock it, it was the biggest switchblade I ever saw. I was like, that's highly illegal. You should not carry that around. It was like, when you hit the button, the blade was like probably this long. But that, his buddy had that that day. He was playing with it because we were going to go play kickball, and he was making jokes that if our team lost, he was going to stab the ball and they'd lose. And he did have that in his hand at the park.
What, describe the, like, color? And
it was like a black handle. It was like a switchblade, but it was extremely long for a switchblade.
Okay.
Like the blade was probably, like, maybe that long.
How long was the handle?
Maybe like that. So together it was like a big ass knife with a button on it.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're kind of describing the blade as the same length as the handle?
Well, the handle was maybe a tad bit. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit in shock. My friend's dead and I got...
You're fine, man.
Handle was probably like this. The blade... It's about like that.
So the blade's a little longer than the handle.
A lot longer.
A lot longer, okay. And he had that earlier.
But it was his friend, so
it wasn't his knife.
I don't know if he had it when he came to my home.
Okay.
He was playing with it at the park. I don't know if he still had it.
Okay.
That was not what he cut me with.
Do you know this girl's name?
He called her from my phone.
Okay.
We met her at United Dairy Farmers. She came back. She was kissing on both of us and just hanging out, whatever. And no, I don't know her name.
And you say Bones was drinking, and what else? You said was doing something else?
She got out of this truck and said, I got you a present. And she gave him a stem that was a mushroom stem. She offered me half of it. I was like, I'm sorry. All I do is smoke weed and drink beer. I'm like, I don't do that. And he ate the whole stem. She was already eating. She came from some pig roast or something where there were mushrooms in some other part of the town. We weren't there. We were at my house. He called her. She got a ride back. Got dropped off at the Dairy Farmers right up there on Hamilton, almost right before Junkers.
Right.
We met her. We sat in the alley over from there for a couple of minutes, drank a little bit of a 40, then we walked back to my house.
Okay. And the only three at your house? You were the only three at the house? Beside the dog?
And his dog. What happened to his pet?
Well, he's fine. Dog's fine. We returned it to one of the people that knew him. Now,
dead man.
Do you know any of Bones' family?
Yes.
Okay, who are they? Anybody that lives around here, or?
No. I met his mother in New Orleans, and his sister.
Do you know Bones' real name?
He knows me by Lost Dog. I know him by Bones. We grew up riding freight trains.
How long have you known him?
Guesstimation? I don't know. 14, 16 years.
Have you ever seen this girl before tonight?
No, sir.
And what was the argument, or what was this? What did he grab a knife for? Was there something that...
I don't know. It was crazy. It just came out, and I was like, what the fuck? I don't know. He cut my wallet in. I don't know if they were trying to rob me or what. It just happened so goddamn quick. My dog freaked out. They ran from the house. I called 911 because I was bleeding. I never meant for him to get shot.
Okay, well, that's nothing to do with you, okay?
No, I'm a dead man. Everybody out there on the sidewalk is going to blame me because I'm the one that called 911.
No, nothing to do with you, okay?
Wait till you pick my body up within the next 3 days to a week.
It won't be like that.
It will be like that unless I run.
Listen to me. Okay, for all the time that you've known Bones...
He's never laid a hand on me in his life.
Okay. Has he seen him, and has he done shrooms before in front of you?
He does drugs. He used to be a heroin addict. He's had some convictions for that, I think.
Does he?
I've never seen him eat mushrooms, no, but I don't hang out with people that eat mushrooms, so.
Well, what was his state of mind? Did it appear to you that his state of mind at the time, what was it?
At my house, he seemed rather normal. He went in the bathroom, he came out, and shit just wasn't right.
So he went in the bathroom with the girl.
No, he went into the bathroom. The girl went in like twice while he was still in there. And then she was sitting right there on my couch. My bed's right here. My couch is right behind it. It's a small little couch. My place ain't very big. It belongs to my sister. It's not even really my house. I don't pay rent. Right. I just live there because my stepmother used to own the building. We were sitting there. I believe he come rushing out, and I had an ashtray in my hand. He swung at me. I dropped the ashtray, and I seen the knife. I'm like, what the fuck? I grabbed a knife like this. Mm-hmm. I'm not even left-handed. I don't know why I use this hand other than maybe that was the closest one to the knife. I don't know. I grabbed a knife like this. He pulled it. My dog freaked the fuck out. His dog's old. It's kind of lazy. His dog's like 17 years old or whatever. My dog's 7 and a half, and she looks like a hyena. She's kind of mean. Like, you all want to go into my house, like I said, you're more than welcome to. Just let me grab my dog before you walk in, because you'll have to shoot her if not. She ain't nice. I mean, she's nice, but she does nothing but guard me. My dog freaked out. I believe after I got hit, I elbowed the lady because she came at me. I believe I elbowed her. If not, I hit her with this arm, either or, with my elbow or my arm, knocked her towards the door. I grabbed him, tossed him towards the door, and I got this little table there. It wasn't much room. My place ain't big. Mm-hmm. Because we had our dogs and stuff, I keep a key in that lock because it's one of those deadbolts where you gotta unlock it from either side. There's no other way to open it. The key was in there. It was unlocked because we were letting our dogs out to pee and all that. I was home. There was no reason to lock that side door because I was there. They went out the side door. I was bleeding. I dialed 911.
Okay.
I spent about an hour in the back of some man's cop car. Now I'm here.
And they left out the outside door.
The side door, okay. Yes. They did not go up the steps. And
where's her pickup truck, do you know?
She got dropped off by a guy in a pickup.
Oh, that wasn't her truck?
No. She went to a pig roast, like I said. Okay. And somebody brought her back.
Okay.
I don't know if the number's in my phone of... He used my phone a couple of times. I can show you whatever numbers I don't recognize, like that one.
Well, what I want to do, and I'll get with you later, a little later. We'll just download it onto our systems. That's all right with you. I'll explain that after we're done.
So he was normal when he went in the bathroom, and then she went in there a couple times.
We were all hanging out. Everything was.
And as soon as he came out of the bathroom, was he acting different?
Yeah.
Did he say anything to you?
No. He just came at me.
Wasn't saying anything at all, wasn't yelling, wasn't anything at all?
He just came at me.
And did she come at you too?
After the knife came at me, I grabbed it like this, I shoved him. She stood up, and just because I didn't know her, like I said, I either elbowed her or hit her with my forearm and knocked her back because it's my house.
Did she say anything to you?
Something like, you're crazy or something, and I was like, what the fuck, I'm the one that got cut, something like that. I can't quote it exactly, it all happened so quick. But I did either elbow her or knock her back with my forearm, one of the two. But I just already got cut by a guy I've known for many years, right. And a stranger was jumping up too, and
right.
I felt like I was being surrounded.
And they went out?
My dog freaked out. His dog kind of barked a little bit. But my dog's much meaner. And yes, they left.
Okay. Did you lock the door or did you keep it unlocked?
I locked it right behind him after I pushed his dog out.
And when you met police, which way did you go? Out the basement door or out the outside door?
She can't recall because I was bleeding and I've been drinking. I think I walked out the side, but I'm not. I can't. I don't know on that one. I'm sorry. It all happened so quick.
At any point, did you grab a knife after all this?
I did. I grabbed the blade when it was coming at me.
No, another knife. Did you?
No. I got a machete right next to my bed, and I got a hatchet right next to the door. If I was going to grab anything, you all wouldn't have had to shoot nobody.
What about that deer knife you're talking about? Did you have that, or?
No. Like I said, either he's got it, or it's still in my house. He was playing with it.
That curved knife?
Yes.
Okay.
Either he was playing with it, or he was playing with it. Either he's got it, or it's still in my home. I do not know. This all happened so quick. I called 911. The cops came.
Okay, the knife that he stabbed you with, you don't know where that's at.
My pirate knife?
No, that's your knife.
Okay. Yes. And it was in my home. Yes, it's an illegal weapon.
No, that's not what we asked. We're not here to hear about
it. No, it was under my roof, though. It wasn't being carried around in public. I wasn't threatening nobody with it. I rode freight trains with that thing. It just kept me safe. You got to realize.
Looking back, why do you think they went in the bathroom and she went in the bathroom?
I really pray to God my friend was not talking about robbing me and that he was just on mushrooms and lost his fucking mind.
Okay.
I've known him my whole life. I don't know if they were in on this together because I do not know her. So I can't make a judgment call. I barely knew her for, she was at the kickball game for roughly maybe 45 to 60 minutes. And then she went to that pig roast somewhere else. And then he called her from my phone. And we met at the dairy farmers. Like
what time was the softball? Or was it kickball tournament?
It started at 3:30
p.m.
Yes, sir.
So when you guys were drinking during that?
Oh, everybody in that park was drinking. There was more people.
You guys been drinking for a long time.
There was like 45 people drinking there. Yeah.
How much do you think Bones had to drink?
There, he had a 40, maybe two cans of beer and a 12-ounce bottle.
Of beer?
Yes.
At the game.
She brought whiskey to our house in a little like water bottle. He was drinking on that too. I had a few swills.
Do you have anything else to add, sir?
I really wish that man would have asked me for anything he wanted. He did not need to die.
Well, there's nothing you could do.
He could have had anything in my home. I offered him today when I ran into him again. I hadn't seen him for a number of years. He told me he was living in the back of some lady's yard that had a kid that was being kind of grumpy with him because his van was there. I told him he could drive his van down the street.
What street was that on?
It's, you know, the gas stations on Chase?
Yeah.
It was kind of in between those.
Kind of a big corner?
I was, like I said, I was drinking from 3:30 to the game.
This was on Chase?
It was off of Chase. There's a church kind of, I think it's a church kind of near there. His van's in the backyard. It's a little tiny, like, minivan.
What color
was it? I just saw it for a brief second, because the minute we showed up there, the lady...
Is it in a yard, or is it in a driveway?
It's in a backyard.
Or alley or
it's
what?
In a backyard. The there's rest. A fire pit. Yes, there's a fire pit. It's like a little hippie house. The minute that he showed up with me, the lady was like, who's that, and why is he here? She ran us off. I believe his van might have been white or beige, but I can't say that for sure.
You know what color the house was?
I didn't pay attention, sir. I'm sorry.
So somewhere between your house and the park. And what park
is off? No, somewhere between the gas stations. There's two gas stations. There are one gas station in a beer store, or the convenience store right there. I call it a beer store because that's where I buy my beer. But it was somewhere in between all of that and off of Chase going to the left from Chase.
So north?
It was between...
No, I'll tell you what. When the dudes take you out to your house to take you home?
I could guesstimate where it was.
Right,
like I
just
said,
give him a general idea.
Drinking all afternoon.
That's fine, just give him a general idea. What color van was it?
Like whitish beige? I don't know.
Was it a van you think he owned or just...
Yes, it was his van. It's his.
Okay.
It needs some work done on it. That's why he was kind of stuck there in the yard. It's drivable for like maybe 15 minutes, but then it can't go no farther. And that's why he was stuck in this lady's backyard. And this lady knows him from New Orleans too. She used to go out with a dude that I knew named Bump, but I don't know her name. He told me, hey, you remember Bump? I'm like, yeah. He's like, this used to be Bump's old lady. I'm living in her backyard. She's got a kid. I'm guesstimating blonde hair. I'm guesstimating anywhere from 10 to 11. Little chunky, but not fat.
Well, we should be able to narrow that down with you.
If not, I'm telling you, I'll be dead in a week and you'll be seeing somebody driving that motherfucker.
Okay. We're going to conclude the interview. It's now 7:15.